Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hi everyone, bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 64, numéro 64. In today's episode, you'll learn when to use the subject pronoun on in French, and I'll share some examples with you too. I've had a lot of questions about this in my email, so finally, here it is. If you're new here, well, first, welcome. But if you don't know what a subject pronoun is, then no big deal. But please go back to episode number 14, where I talk about subject pronouns in French. Otherwise, you might be a little lost. The link is in the episode notes. Then make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you so you can read and listen to the words at the same time. It's free. Then after the episode, you can head over to the French Made Easy library where you can access the lessons, exercises, and it's also free. All right. So let's see the meaning of the subject pronoun on. On can have three different meanings. It can mean we, someone, and people in general. Now, there are other few meanings, but I don't think it's going to be very useful to you as a beginner. So I'm only going to focus on these three meanings today. So first, on can mean oui. And this is the most common use. It is an informal, casual way of saying nous, which means oui. Now, attention, I am not saying it's slang. I'm saying it's casual. Nous, which also translates as oui in modern French, is a lot more formal, whether it's used in writing or when speaking. And to be honest with you, I don't hear many French speakers use nous, except maybe in the news, on the TV, or when reading a French article. A lot of French speakers use on instead of nous most of the time in casual speech or casual writing, and I do too. For example, let's just say I'm FaceTiming my parents and I'm asking them what they're doing today. Vous faites quoi? Aujourd'hui. What are you guys doing today? Vous faites quoi aujourd'hui? They're going to reply, oh, rien de spécial. On va à la plage. Oh, nothing special. We're going to the beach. Rien de spécial. On va à la plage. Now, they're in Paris, so they're probably not going to the beach, but that's just an example. They could also say, rien de spécial. Nous allons à la plage. There's nothing wrong with that at all, but very unlikely that I'll hear this. It sounds very formal. All right, so now that you know that on means oui most of the time in casual speech or casual writing, it's not as simple as that. If you decide to use on, then you have to conjugate the verb that follows in the third person of the singular, not in the plural. Very important. You can't say on allons à la plage, you have to say on va à la plage. On va à la plage. Now, if the conjugation with on confuses you a little bit, then you can just stick with nous. There's no problem with that if that's easier for you. But if you want to converse with French speakers, you need to understand the difference between on and nous. All right, so meaning number two, a little bit more advanced, but good to know. On can also mean someone. For example, quelqu'un frappe à la porte means someone is knocking at the door. You can also say, on frappe à la porte. Same meaning, quelqu'un frappe à la porte. On frappe à la porte means someone is knocking at the door. I've just replaced quelqu'un with on. On frappe à la porte. Meaning number three, again, a little bit more advanced. On can also mean people in general. For example, en France, les gens parlent français. People in general speak French in France. I can replace les gens, people, by on. On parle français en France. Now, attention, it's a general statement. It doesn't mean that everyone speaks French in France, okay? on parle français en France. All right, so to recap, on in French can mean oui, informal. For example, on va à la plage, we're going to the beach. It can also mean someone. For example, on frappe à la porte, someone's knocking at the door. And lastly, it can also mean people in general. En France, on parle français. In general, people speak French in France. All right, so that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it cleared a few questions you might have had about the subject pronoun on. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I'd really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcast. Now, don't forget to go and download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. À la semaine prochaine. Talk to you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.